إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كلام الله وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار عباد الله اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah, the obedience to the commandments of Allah, for this is the greatest achievement and the greatest provision for the journey. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, accepting the advice, the nasiha, is the sign of right guidance. قَبُولَ النَّصِيحَ دَلِيلَ الرُّشْد. Accepting the advice, the sincere advice, is a sign of right guidance. And submitting to the truth and humbling oneself to the truth is a sign of honor and a sign of dignity and nobility. The wise and intelligent person, the person of complete wisdom, when they are reminded with the commandments of Allah, they submit to them. When they are reminded of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are given advice, they hasten to pay heed to that advice. When they fall into a mistake, and they are given the reminder, they hasten to accept that advice and to correct themselves and return to the path of truth and return to the correct way and the right guidance. As for the one who is stubborn, the one who insists upon his way, then he ignores the advice, he ignores the guidance that comes to him. The one who is stubborn in his way, he does not care about any blame or any correction or any good advice that comes to him. The blame of others does not matter to him, and the mistakes that he made, he insists upon them. And he refuses to pay heed. And no matter what advice, what warning comes to him, he remains in his state of misguidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing such a person, he says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَمُتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ أَخَذَتْهُ الْعِزَّةُ بِالْإِثْمِ. If it is said to them, if it is said to him, have taqwa of Allah, then his izzah, his nobility takes over him. His honor of himself. He becomes angry. He becomes more stubborn in his way. He does not accept that advice. And he does not pay heed to rectifying his affair. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great Sahabi, he said, the very wise, very, very wise words. He said, it is enough of a sin for a person If someone says to him, have the taqwa of Allah, he responds by saying, take care of yourself. Does someone like you give me advice? Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, it is enough of a sin on a person if one says to him, advising him, have the taqwa of Allah, obey Allah. He says, be mindful of yourself. How can someone like you advise me? This is a great sin. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, rejecting the advice and belittling the one who is advising and becoming above or arrogating oneself to the reminders is the way of the foolish. It is the way of the arrogant. It is the quality of the rebellious ones and the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا, if they are reminded, لَا يَذْكُرُونَ, they don't remember, they don't remember. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says regarding the people of Hud, Prophet Hud alayhi salam, He came to His people, He warned them, He advised them, He gave them hope, or He gave them good news of a reward if they obeyed, and He warned them of the punishment. He tried every means to guide them. He used every method and every ability He had to give them guidance, but they did not listen. So then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say regarding their affair, their status? Allah says, قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَدْتَنَا أَمْ لَمْ تَكُنْ مِنَ الْوَاعِدِينَ سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَدْتَنَا. O Prophet Hud, He said, it is the same to us if you warn us or you do not warn us. It is the same to us. If you are a warning to warner to us or you do not warn us. It doesn't matter to us. They did not want to listen to Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes the people of Salih alayhi salam. Prophet Salih, He came to His people and called them to the oneness of Allah, enjoined them to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what His call did, it did not increase them, except in that they were more misguided. And they did not hear or listen. And Prophet Salih, after his people were destroyed, he stood up and he spoke to them. And they heard what he said. Prophet Salih, he said to them, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُحِبُّونَ النَّاصِحِينَ. When his people had been destroyed by the earthquake and there were nothing left but bodies on the ground, Prophet Salih alayhi salam, he stood up to them in the form of reprimanding them. He said, I convey to you the message of my Lord, رِسَالَةَ رَبِّي, and I gave you advice, but you do not like to hear the advice. You do not like those who advise. This was a type of reprimand for the people of Salih. Beloved Muslims, when a person realizes the truth and what is correct, then what they must do is submit and humble and return to the truth. And returning to the truth after one has been wrong, one has been on the wrong path, one was mistaken, correcting oneself from one's mistake or misguidance is much better and much more noble than being stubborn and insisting upon misguidance. It is much greater to accept what is right and accept the advice. Because accepting the advice will not lower one's status. Accepting the advice and the right guidance, if one was mistaken, raises one in honor. It increases one in their stature, in their dignity. It makes them more noble than the one who insists on continuing and persisting in the path of misguidance. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever insists and persists on what is falsehood, and he finds that the advice of the one advising is too heavy for him, too difficult for him, and he makes fun of those people who advise him, then his affair is the one who is truly humiliated. He is the one who is truly brought low. He is the one who is really the one who does not have any dignity or honor. Imam Shafi'i, the great scholar and imam, he has a beautiful saying regarding this. He says, "I never advised a person and he accepted my advice, except that person grew in dignity and nobility in my eyes. He became more respectful to me when he accepted that, and I grew in my love for him. And I never advised a person and he refused to accept, except that that person fell from my eyes. And I didn't have any value for that person." Beloved Muslims, why is it that our nufus, ourselves, incline to those who praise us, even if we're mistaken? Those who flatter us with words and try to say things that praise ourselves, even though those words are not even true. Perhaps the person saying those words is saying them only to get some benefit, and he's cheating the one he is saying them to. And so these words only harm the person more. If he only praises another person without advising him sincerely, then those words only harm him and they do not help him. So why does the nafs like that? Why does the self incline to those who agree with the feelings and the desires of the self? That would only increase one in their misguidance. Why does a person run away from the advisor who is giving him sincere advice, who is calling him with mercy and with love and goodness? Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, glad tidings to the one who listens to the sincere advisor and he becomes guided. And he goes away from the misguidance and he turns away from it. And wretched is the one who belittles the advice and the warning, the loving advice. And he felt that he is too great to be reminded from the true advisor. He insists and persists on the path of misguidance, and he does not correct himself from this ugly path. And this is a very ugly characteristic. This akhlaq of refusing the advice and being stubborn and insistent on one's way is a very ugly characteristic, a very, very ugly form of character. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the one with a living heart, the one who has wisdom, the one who has an open and complete aql, a complete mind, he pays heed to the warnings around him. He wakes up, his heart pays heed and listens to the advice. And so the dhikr, the reminder, benefits him. Allah says, وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. Remind, for the reminder brings benefit to those who have iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى.
سَيَذَّكَّرُ, they will remember those who have taqwa. سَيَذَّكَّرُ مَنْ يَخْشَى, those who have khashya, fear of Allah, they will remember. But those who do not, who turn away, وَيَتَجَنَّبُهَا الْأَشْقَى. The message, those who hear the message and pay heed, they are the ones who have the khushu'a of Allah. And those who turn away, they are the ashqa, they are the losers. Beloved Muslims, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from the greatest forms of refusing to turn to the truth and being stuck on one's own way is when a person is reminded with the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the Quran, from the Sunnah, from the teachings of our ulama. And then they insist and persist to interpret or twist or go around the commandments of Allah and try to make their own interpretation. They refuse to accept the clear evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah, but rather they try to make their own philosophy to justify their own idea. So this is one of the ugliest forms of being stuck. And they argue and they twist their way around the clear, authentic texts. And they try to reinterpret the text in a false way. They make their own interpretation of the text. Imam Ash-Sha'bi, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to the people, he said that you have only become destroyed when you abandon the afar. The people became destroyed when they abandoned the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith was narrated by Al-Bayhaqi. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the truth is clear. The truth is clear, there is no doubt about it. But the problem is the hawa. The hawa, the desires and the whims, they blind the eyes. The truth is clear and manifest, but when the desires and the whims affect a person, then they blind him. They make him unable to see that truth and unable to recognize it. And so then he becomes stuck in his way. And he turns away and gets lost and far and strays far, far away. So have taqwa of Allah, O Muslims. Have taqwa of Allah and submit and return and humble ourselves to the truth and accept the good and sincere advice from the trustworthy ones, and don't be from those who do not love the advisers. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله اتق الله حق تقاته. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, have the taqwa of Allah. Be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in secret and in open. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from those people who are the most sincere in their advice is the parent for the child. The parents, they have the most loving advice for their children. They have the most care, the most worry about their children. They have rahmah. They have a type of love that Allah has implanted in them. So when they give the advice, the child who listens to the parent, he will not be in loss. He will not be in loss. But the child who closes his ears and refuses to listen to the advice of his kind parents, then he is following the evil companions that will take him to evil and fahsha, corruption and evil things. They will take him to ugly and lowly things, and they will take him to destruction. No one does that. No one does that except an evil and corrupt person. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, there is no more of a happy child than the one who submits and listens to his parents and listens to their advice and hastens to carry out the advice of their commands, and he hastens to do good to them. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, advise one another sincerely and pay heed and listen to the advice from one another. Pay heed to the advice from one another and advise one another. The Prophet ﷺ, he said on the authority of Tamim al-Dari, Ad-deenu al-Nasiha. Ad-deenu al-Nasiha. Rawahu Imam Muslim. Religion is advice. Religion is good and sincere advice. They said, O Messenger of Allah, to whom? He said, to Allah, by being sincere to Allah, and to the Book of Allah, by following His commandments, and to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by listening to His commandments, by submitting to what He taught of rulings. True love of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not words that one utters with their tongue, but it is believing, tasdeeq, everything that he brought. Believing in everything that he taught. True love of the Prophet ﷺ is not celebrating one day out of the year and forgetting him the rest of the year. True love of the Prophet ﷺ, nasiha to the Prophet ﷺ, is submitting to the religion he brought, which is the commandments of Allah, and casting aside the desires and the whims and the feelings, and putting away the opinions, following the athar, as Imam Sha'bi, he said, when a hadith or a verse is mentioned, hastening to carry it out. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, when the women of the Sahaba were in the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ, and the verses of hijab came down, instantly they put the hijab over their heads, without questioning, without completely submitting to the commandment of Allah. When the verse of prohibition of alcohol came down, some of the Sahaba, they said they had the cup, they were about to drink the alcohol. But as soon as they heard the verse of prohibition of alcohol, they threw the alcohol in the street. This is the way that they submitted to the commandments of Allah. Where are the Muslims today when the commandments of Allah are taught and preached and spread in the classes of knowledge? Where are the Muslims today? Do they hear the nasiha? Do they listen to the advice of the teachers and the shuyukh and scholars? This is something that the wise and intelligent person, he realizes that the word of advice is something that should be paid heed to. May Allah make us of those who hear the words of admonition and follow the best of them. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى الآل وعلى زوجات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا شافي اشفنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين، اللهم انصر المسلمين المستضعفين في الشام وفي فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم نعوذ بك من منكرات الأهواء والفتن. اللهم اقنا شر الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين. اللهم جعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
استووا واعتدلوا يرحمني ويرحمكم الله. Straighten the line, close the gaps. Complete the first lines first. Still. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويشهد الله على ما في قلبه وهو ألد الخصام وإذا تولى سعى في الأرض ليفسد فيها ويهلك الحرث والنسل والله لا يحب الفساد وإذا قيل له اتق الله أخذته العزة بالإثم فحسبه جهنم ولبئس المهاد.
الله أكبر.
سبحان الله.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Subhanallah.